chanting. Channeling Eric's Hour of Enlightenment.
Okay, I don't know why, you know, we're having this weird cutting in and out, but it's okay, we'll deal with it. I'm so glad to be back. I had such a great relaxing time in Norway. So much snow, so much peace, so much purity, so much innocence. You know, it was just wonderful. And I had two of my grandkids, two of my daughters, two of my the son-in-law and the boyfriend. So it was super good. But anyway, I'm not here to talk about me. I am here to talk about Raylene and Michelle and Eric. We're going to talk about love without conditions. So finding unconditional love for ourselves and others. And I think it's super important.
There's a lot of love without condition in Norway.
Yes. It's so important to live life in love and not in fear. And it's not easy. You can conceptualize it, but it's very difficult to practice it. Because love has so many facets, fear has so many facets. And, but live in love. Say that 15 times fast. Woo! Hi, Eric. I love you, baby.
I love you so much. Nice having you, Lisa. Can you hear me okay, or is my volume too low?
No. Both of you guys. But also, I want you guys to know that this will be a YouTube eventually, and Paola will put the information in a splash screen for both you, Raylene, and you, Michelle. So you guys look at that. Get your pen and paper ready. And so it'll be in the description box below, but just so you know. So, and then we'll take calls from listeners.
I was just saying, as you were talking there, that your experience in Norway, that was a lot of unconditional love. A lot of unconditional love happening there. And he says that whole trip was a lot of love and beauty.
I know.
The whole trip.
Mm-hmm. I mean, in the mountains above the tree line and tracking rabbits and fox and stuff. It's just so pristine and quiet and nice. I'm trying to get my sister, I won't mention any names, to come with us one time because I think she would really enjoy it. But you get back to the water, sister. All right. So go for it, girl. I mean, boy and girls.
I thought this was interesting because, of course, tomorrow is Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. And when I asked Eric, what should we talk about? He's heart. And he showed himself wearing yesterday these little, like, it looked like white board shorts with hearts all over it.
Aww.
And he had a little paper hat on, like the King of Hearts with hearts all over him. But he said, you know, it's so interesting because we came into this world born from unconditional love. We are unconditional love. And the conditions that we were born into, or the conditions of our family, world, we've been continuously searching for unconditional love. Because everything that we do is really that protect from rejection and looking for acceptance. And he says our whole path, our spiritual path, our life is that search for return to unconditional love.
Interesting.
So he says how we do that is a lot of what we talk about all the time in different ways, which is that acceptance of ourselves. The acceptance of ourselves.
Self-love.
Path of
self-love. I mean, it's very difficult to accept love from others if you can't love yourself unconditionally. And we should, because guess what? We're whole and part of God, our creator. Why? We're divine, and we're vastly divine. Why shouldn't we love ourselves? But external forces, other people, teach us that we're not enough, and it makes it difficult to love ourselves. Therefore,
near impossible.
Yeah. So what should we do? I guess
for us just.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I guess the first thing is to learn how to love ourselves. I remember Eric telling me that the reason we are here for the human experience is to learn how to love, but also to learn that we are love. And I think that's quite interesting. I'm going to expound on that, Eric.
So he's saying that it's really important to love without judgment. Hmm. Love without judgment of yourself and love without judgment of others. He's explaining that the world that we live in right now is programmed to be very judgmental, to look a certain way, to dress a certain way, to a certain way, to have a title, and to amount to a certain thing. And he says that those expectations that society has based on humanity has really affected the way that people have the ability to love themselves and to love others. And judgment based on what the program is for society. And he says, so what's really important is you have to detach yourself from the program of what you have been programmed from as a young child, and in some cases even as a child. Think about it. When you think about raising your children, and he's not saying you specifically, but he's thinking, you program your child at a very young age to what happens when cleaning up their dirty. But the consciously learning has a form of because when you're subconsciously that our brain is influenced in terms of how we love ourselves and how we love others.
Yeah.
It's all about the way that you're adapting to it from infancy. So you have to learn to separate that judgment part into the reality that we're in right now and just go with acceptance. He says, look at the energy within everybody versus a version of everybody.
Yeah, and you have to do it on the side. My kids have snotty nose. I would just go like this to them. And I didn't care. Fling those boogers off to far and unknown. I don't know how many people it's okay, but yes, I totally agree. I think it's simpler than people realize. Love yourself. Love that, you know, the only people judge themselves. There is, you have no role in judging another person. Yeah.
That makes so much sense. Yeah. Oh, there we go.
Are you back, Lisa?
Yeah, I'm back.
Okay.
Okay. Raylene and I were on a roll there talking, and you're so I don't know what's going on.
Maybe I need to change. I'm afraid to, though. I mean, I'm actually on the wrong Wi-Fi. But if I change, I'm not sure if I'll ever get back. Or should I try it?
You're welcome. No.
Damn it.
That's a big no.
Maybe well, I don't know what I'm going to do. But we'll try. God dang it.
Well, it's working now.
Okay.
It's working now. We're going to
do... Yeah. Well, it's just so interesting what Raylene was saying, what Eric was sharing with me yesterday about it was so much about judgment. He was showing me my own life, me flashes of my own life and showing me different times where I would feel accepted, and he says because of you knowing what other people would or what you perceive that other people would see as good or bad in you, which is easier, and we do that over and over.
Good. Thank you. All right, people. All right, so I don't know what happened. Blog Talk went down, and now it's up again. But don't worry, because all of what we've said is going to be on the YouTube that will come out eventually. So don't worry. But you need to listen to it, okay? Hopefully everybody can hear me. Let me ask my sister. Okay. Blog Talk went down, but I think it's up now. Try again. Okay. Yeah. Thank you, Eric, for that. Anything else? Before we take callers?
Oh, Raylene, you wrapped that up great.
That was beautiful.
That was beautiful.
Beautiful.
Like ready to go.
Yep.
Ready to take some callers.
Oh, we are. Okay, good. All right, so I promised a couple of people who are out-of-towners that I would... First of all, I want to know about Harper, my, how old is she? Five-year-old granddaughter. She's had a cough for months. She's not sick, but, you know, but she's been, it doesn't, it's, allergy medicine does not help. So I don't know what's going on. Anything? And also the rest of the family has had a cough for quite a while. So I was thinking, well, maybe it's walking pneumonia, mycoplasma, because that can go 10 weeks untreated. But they're not sick, you know? So what's going on with Harper?
So this is related to allergies. I know you said allergy medication does not help her.
Okay.
Also related to virus. This could be COVID virus, but virus, long-acting virus.
Okay.
After my effect, it's coming through more as long COVID.
Oh.
This has affected her immune system, immune and respiratory. So
okay.
Now does have allergies and asthma-related symptoms.
Yeah.
Verify the air that you guys are breathing in or that the family is.
Okay.
There are filters and open windows to get air circulating through there.
Okay. Interesting. That makes sense. All right. So I have a person... K.K. Eggers, her son Moss, M-A-A-S, has signed up for the Air Force. He still needs to take a test before he, you know, gets the job to figure out what jobs he can do. He's terrible at test taking. His brother is getting out in April. Now he will be going in. Is this going to be a good thing for him, a positive thing in his growth? It scares, you know, the mom, of course. So my boys lost their dad to suicide when they were 6 and Moss was only 3 years old. Moss struggles a bit in life. Not so easy going or positive as his brother. So how's this whole thing of going into the Air Force going to turn out with Moss?
Good. It's going to be beneficial for him. It's going to help him to get out of his fear-based energy. That
good.
He's in. Program him to have a different outlook on life, and he's got a lot of fear that he's dealing with that's not only surrounding like his personal life but the passing away of his father and losing himself. He's afraid to lose like his own identity.
Oh wow, interesting.
By stepping away from his family, this is the thing that's going to really help him to really build a healthy identity.
I like that. That seems so right. All right, let's see. We'll go on to the next caller. We've got somebody from the 415 area code. Hi there, how you doing?
Hey, good. It's Jessica. I'm glad you guys got back on the air.
Yeah, I know. Sorry about that.
No, it's all right. We all hung in here for you guys.
Well, you're so good.
So just wanted to check in. I have been working diligently to recreate myself with career.
Ooh.
And I am constantly going out to networking events and presenting myself in different ways and making connections and trying to work out these corporate contracts to do trainings and coaching. And it's not new work for me, but in the corporate sector it is. And just wondering whatever you could share with that, because I've been I'm just feeling exhausted because it's been going on for a long time.
Yeah.
Well, to me, I mean, it's all relative. And I need help. I need doors to open for me. And they started opening for me, but I actually want and need the money. So, and to
have you
asked
your guys,
you know,
have you asked your guys and your
guardian?
Good. And Eric?
I ask for help all the time, and there's progress going on, but I actually want contracts and to start working, you know?
So Eric, what's going on? And what's at least one practical step that will help her move forward faster?
So her mind is really influencing her progress. And so she's got a thinking of she has to work X amount of hours, or she has to have a certain type of client to accomplish a certain type of element to her work. And so the mind is the thing that's really affecting the progress. Not only that, but she needs to have space for this new energy to come in. So create a space, whether this is a room or a very small little table where you're dedicating to have documents, have papers for the work that you're trying to bring in. And make sure that the space is designated just for that.
And nothing else. Yeah. Michelle, do you want to add to that?
Well, that's exactly right, because Eric was just showing me that there's a lot of pushing in the mental space, a lot of pushing in the mental realm,
okay.
And that this is an opportunity to step out of the mental realm and work in that manifestation space. So just like Raylan was saying, doing something outside of the day-to-day, because this isn't something you need to figure out. This is about releasing, not pushing, and then working outside of the box. So it's not really something you need to do. It's about letting go.
Oh, clearing out space.
Oh. Yeah, I seem to keep going back and forth. I release, and then I get back into the pattern of doing because I get, I don't know, fearful or frustrated.
Of course. That's
okay.
Human. That's human. Yeah. Eric, go and help her. Help her. Help Jessica, please. My love.
He's on it.
All right. He's on it. Yes. Okay, let's see. We got somebody from the 404 area code. Hi there. How you doing?
Hi there. Is that me?
That be you.
Hi, Lisa. I wanted to tell you that I followed you on your trip to Norway.
Oh,
and
good.
I'm telling you, I would love to have been there to help you scoop that snow up because I'm a snow person, right?
Oh,
I'm
I
sorry,
know.
Can't
I am, too.
Me.
I love
I got
snow.
It stuffed up. In the... Yeah. Hi, Michelle. I've been trying to talk to you, too, and it's been very difficult to get a hold of you. But I was just curious if you can kind of wish my husband happy Valentine's Day and to ask him if he noticed my new tattoo.
Now, this is Tammy, right?
Right. Terry Scruggs.
From?
Georgia.
Yeah, I sound like Georgia. And your husband's name is?
Terry Scruggs.
That's right. I remember these things, but not everybody does. So, so Terry, do you notice Tammy's new tattoo?
Yeah, he does. And does it have something to do with time?
Yep. The date, yeah. Yeah, he's right. The date, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, he does. He thinks it's pretty interesting that he's gotten that done.
I can barely hear you.
He thinks it's interesting that you had that done. And
yeah, because when we was together, I would never get a tattoo. You're right.
Yeah.
Because it's like that's new. It's like, wow, she did that. That's new. Yes, he knows. Yes, he does.
Oh, okay.
He sent his love to you, right back to you.
Oh, that's awesome.
Okay, then. I just wanted to see if he noticed, if he was around enough to notice.
Oh, he's around all the time. You know that. All right, Tammy, thanks for calling in.
Uh-huh. And send me some of that snow from North.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's all melted now. I tried to put it in my pockets, but it just didn't work out. Okay. So, so I want y'all to know that we're having a sale starting tomorrow called that Lucas is figuring out, called the Heart to Heart Sale, where it's going to be all the love kind of scalar work is going to be Eric decided 22% because 22 is kind of like unconditional love, which we're talking about, but also a cardiovascular overhaul, anything related to the heart, hypertension, lipid disorder. So don't miss that. It's going to run until the end of the month, though. So don't worry. Okay. Let me see here now. We have somebody from the 516 area code. Hi there. Hi, 516 area code. How you doing?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, this, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, great. I didn't know if there was another 516. My name is Nancy. I'm from
Hi,
Long
Nancy.
Island, New York. Hi. I appreciate our communication.
He has the weather over there pretty bad, huh?
Yeah, I just got in from doing something I wasn't supposed to do, and that was shovel and clean off my car. And
oh, gosh. Be careful.
It's very heavy. It's only about eight inches, but it's been like 3 years since we had, much snow.
That's right. And you got some sort of voting thing going on there, too. So that's tough. All
yeah.
right, so how
yeah.
can we help you, Nancy?
Okay. I had the Scala service in December 6th, I believe. I got the email that it was completed. And, a couple of days after, I felt a little bit uplifted. And then, strange things just started happening. I was, I got sick, physically sick, upper respiratory kind of thing. And it, migraines, nausea, it was like it felt like my body was trying to purge something.
And so what is that, Eric?
Detoxifying, letting go of pent up energy, letting go of illness. It's a form of releasing.
Well, I mean, we do the releasing of trapped emotions, but we're supposed to do it very slowly. The Elohim helps me with that. So otherwise, it's just too much. But, I've seen Eric, because I can tell by the frequencies that he sets, include, without my knowing, the chemical and heavy metal and whatever toxin detox. And people complain that they get diarrhea, for example. That's one thing. And other detox symptoms. So he probably should ask my permission, but he doesn't because he's his own man. So is she going to get...
There's change coming.
Oh, good change?
Yeah, this is the purging to allow this new energy that's present to take hold, to join the foundation, to earth itself. So there's going to be more releasing that comes, but just flow with it. Like, take care of yourself through it, because this is several years of density that's coming up.
So when are things going to be noticeably better?
Well, there's a purging that's taking place. Be another couple months where it doesn't feel like the whole time. It's just the energy is going up and down. So there'll be little periods of rest. But by the time you get to May, you should start settling out a little bit more, balancing out.
Good. If not, call back. Nancy, okay?
He's also saying to careful put in your body, put more water and natural vegetables to really help the detoxification just go by more smooth. So really what you're putting in your body is also key to how quick you're going to start to see positive responses and more of that shift that you're looking for in your life. It's got a lot to do with what you're putting into the physical body.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, so
thank you for calling.
It's not like a block or anything.
Is there a block that's preventing the scalar instructions from entering, Eric? Because, thought forms can block, like subconscious, especially thought forms.
No, it's moving.
Good.
You can see it moving. That's good.
Moving. Oh, great. Excellent. I wholeheartedly believe in it.
Block and it's like a bulldozer where it really forces the energy to move whether it wants to or not. So.
Mm. I've seen sometimes up to 6 months and all of a sudden, whoosh, things get so much better. So anyway, just ask Eric for help. Eric, you help her, okay? and take the rest of the divine team with you.
Thank you so much. Thank you all. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, sweetheart.
Take care.
All right, now I have a relative that lives in Topanga, California, that has diabetes, that's struggling with blood sugar, weight, and some other things. So, Eric, what do you have to tell your relative? I can't give, she don't want me to give too much identifying information. So we want to be mindful and respectful of that. What does she need to do?
She needs to have more movement. This doesn't have to be, you know, very intense exercise, but she needs to get out and start walking.
She does that a lot, but I don't know how much lately.
Be consistent with it because it's her circulation that's the problem. And so the blood flow is not moving through her body properly. So she needs to do stretching and more active exercise and be consistent with it and persistent with it.
Okay.
Start out slowly. Don't start out very hard because then it's not going to work for her. She won't stick to it. So get on a schedule, get a routine. But this is all about your circulation. It's her circulatory system that is more so the problem than blood sugar.
Okay.
Shaking too, like there's a name for it, like they call it somatic, the movement. And seeing like moving the body, like moving the arms, moving the legs.
Oh yeah, I know what you're talking about. I think she knows about this too. Somatic something or other. Yeah, right. She went to somebody who did that kind of stuff. Yeah, and I think I went to her too when I visited her in Topanga. But yeah, just listen to that one. Relative of mine. Is there anything going on with her pancreas or liver that we need to be concerned about, or her kidneys?
Feels like buildup, like a toxin buildup.
Okay.
Yeah. Her kidneys and her pancreas both come through. It's not life threatening, but they need cleansing. They need purifying.
How do we do that?
Do a cleanse, do a body cleanse.
Okay.
She needs to really, what's going on in her, change her diet. There's,
okay.
There's a lot to do, but the main thing that he's saying is water. Drink water, a lot of water.
Okay. Awesome. All right, let's see. I told you that already. All right, so 805 area code. Hi there, how you doing?
Fine, thank you. This is Donna in California. How are you?
Hi. Fine, how are you?
Good, thank you. Yeah, just had a lot of rain. No more rain for a while.
I know. My relative in Topanga, it was bad.
Oh,
it was so bad.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's a nice area. Beautiful area.
Are you okay?
Topanga. Yeah. Where I lived, there wasn't any. It was like in Santa Barbara, Montecito, and that's where they have the real bad ones, you know, with, you know, a lot of people dying and everything. But, the big boulders and all. It was, the mudslides, because there was a fire and then a rain and then mudslides. Oh,
it was devastating. But you're
real
okay.
Disaster. Yeah, thank you for asking. Yeah.
So, Donna, how can we help you, darling?
Well, I would like to be in a relationship. I'm 69. I'm all by myself. I have no kids. I'd like to meet a companion type of relationship where, you know, we can help each other out and travel and good friends. And I wanted to know
that
if you see
exciting.
That in my cards.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. I'm real good at helping people too.
Yeah.
I've taken
so
care
Eric,
of
how
a
can
lot
we
of
help
it.
Her? She's a real catch.
Please,
I know.
Thank you. Hi, Eric.
He's saying hello to you, and also he's talking about the things that you do or places that you go. He says doing something creative, like are you involved in, like, different events, or it feels like you've got a full calendar? Because he's saying
No, I don't do any. I help my neighbor. He's 88. I don't get paid. I just do his shopping. I do this for him, take him I do everything for him. Yeah, he's low income, and he needs somebody. He doesn't have anybody, so I help him. I live right next door. So that's what I spend my time doing.
Put yourself out.
Okay.
Put yourself out there so that you can have an opportunity to meet other people. He's showing me the calendar, like filling up your calendar with some activities that you enjoy to do to give yourself an opportunity to meet somebody that's similar to you.
What about Meetup? You can on Meetup.com, you can find, like, people who want a bicycle, wine tasting, you know, people issuing tattoos. I don't know. There's all sorts of groups. Would that be something she should do?
Yeah, I could do that. Yeah. May and June, I'm kind of taken.
To help pair up with others. And he actually says, other people, it seems like more than one to do things with. So you may end up having the value of meeting quite a few other people.
Awesome. So
okay,
I'm wondering if she's giving away too much of her own emotional resources. I mean, when you do it's too hard for other energy to come in. So I worry about that with her. Eric, what do you have to say about that?
Definitely giving away too much of her own energy and not allowing herself the time to really step out there. He's showing that she needs to step out of the box and really take time to go and do something. It doesn't necessarily need to be through the app, Nita. It can be going to be just walking, but doing something that's not on your normal schedule. He's saying think out of the box. So go and do something that you usually don't do. You know, you're really good at helping people, yes, but he says that you also need to focus on helping yourself and doing what's best for you, like self-care, inner work and things like that.
Yeah, put your own oxygen mask on first, you know. But and I'm wondering if maybe instead of devoting yourself to this low-income elderly man, that you can instead find resources for him, like, you know, Meals on Wheels, maybe getting a meal chain together with other neighbors. I mean, so it's not all on you. Because if you're so tied up with your emotional, physical resources,
I know.
Then I don't know how you're going to have time to open up your heart to other to love.
I got a hold of social services to have someone come in and do the laundry and a little cooking and the cleaning and all. But it's very hard to get someone. But I'm trying. I keep trying. I keep trying to get someone for him.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, and I hooked him up with a dentist because he doesn't have teeth, so he needs to get dentures that work right.
Oh,
so I did that. So this
That's
is
awesome.
I feel like I'm married to him.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm married.
Oh, my God. So what about Meals on Wheels? Can you do that? I mean, is there anything you can do to push some of this responsibility on other social programs instead of you getting – and also why, Eric, is she – you know, even though she's helping set up different services for him, why does she still devote so much time? Is there some past life thing? I mean, what's going on there? Or a present life thing? That makes
her
feel
friend,
so committed.
Though. He is my friend. I respect
him.
I
know. I
like him.
Yeah.
Great. He's very intelligent. Very intelligent. So talking to him, he's just a good friend. I like talking to him. He's very, very intelligent.
So it's not been taxing on you?
No, I'm okay. I'm not doing anything else.
Okay, good. All right.
Yeah. And I'm leaving. In May, I'm going to house sit my dog. My brother's dog for a couple weeks, and then in June I'm going to go take care of my brother-in-law who's getting a knee replacement. So I'll be gone a lot in May and June.
Oh, it's a caregiver.
Yeah, you got that right.
I know the feeling. I'm the same.
Here. Oh, okay.
All right, Eric, hook her up with somebody. God.
Yes.
Seriously.
Please.
Eric just said, watch for the conversations that you make while you're traveling.
Oh, okay.
For new people that you bump into while you're traveling, because you never know who you might bump into.
True.
Yeah. Oh, that's so true. Yeah.
And you deserve love. You deserve love.
Yeah.
You deserve love. Never forget that. And keep telling yourself, I deserve love. I deserve unconditional love, which is the topic here. All right. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Have a wonderful evening.
You too, darling. Valentine's Day, man. She needs some love in her life. All right, 770 area code. Hi, how are you doing?
Hi, I'm great. How are you guys?
Good. Happy Valentine's Day. What's going on with you?
Thank you. Thank you. Happy Valentine's Day. I had my grandmother, she passed away about 2 weeks ago. They believe it was from an illness. It's okay. I feel her spirit all the time. She's so sweet. Her name is Joyce. Her name is Joyce W. She's from Bowden, Georgia. And during the time while she was in the hospital, I really didn't know what to pray for. I understand contracts, and I didn't want to be selfish and pray for her to stay here. So I asked her. I said, "Grandma, what would you like to do? What do you want to do?" And I felt her telling me that she wanted to go on to be with Source because she wanted to be here for her family. But if she were to stay here in the condition that she was in, she wouldn't be able to look after us the way that she wanted to.
Oh, yeah.
And so I just went along with that. And I just wanted to confirm, is that what she was telling me?
Yes, it was. And she wanted to be able to have the family be in a state of being able to really enjoy their life without feeling like they had to be the caretaker, because that's not what she wanted for everybody. So that was her desire to exit when she did. That way there wasn't a memory of having to do a lot for Grandma, because that's not the way that she wanted to be remembered. Very grateful for everybody that did help her through this journey. There was a lot of family support, even with her transition and what led up to her transition. She's showing that she was very peaceful during her exit, passing away.
Nice.
And so she wasn't in any type of pain. She was completely at peace, stepping out and or sleeping. She's telling you to keep your eyes open for looking for her. Literally, she's saying like a figure of her. So this isn't going to be a dream. This is going to be when you're fully awake. You may see something out of the side of your eye, but she's around you so much.
Wow.
Your eyes open to see her.
And very often, it's a peripheral vision that you see. I remember I saw our family carpenter, Mr. McAnally. He was blue, and he was on a little bench by my bed, and I knew it was him. It's like, you know, it's crazy how you recognize the energy. Anyway, all right. Okay. Thank you for calling.
Thank you so much. I hope you guys have a happy Valentine's Day. I love you all so much.
I love you too.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Hey, does my dad, Hoser, Jose Antonio Ribeyes, Agustin Ramon Ribeyes, he's got a long name, have a message for his daughters, particularly the eldest one, just for fun?
Yeah, he's saying to release what you're holding on to emotionally so that way you can find the most fulfillment out of life and get the most joy, love, and happiness that you deserve. He's saying to release emotions, trauma, behavior. There's a lot of behavior that was programmed due to your father.
What about my mom? To her daughters, including my eldest sibling. Her name is Jacqueline Louise Terrell Ribeyes.
With her, he's telling specifically the eldest to be strong and to focus on improving her health and a lot of, you know, releasing energy, purging energy that needs to be done. She has expectations that she has on herself related to both mom and dad that she needs to let go of. There's a lot of programming that needs to be deprogrammed. Your mom, she feels very free. Like, she's not being restricted anymore. She's letting me know that she feels free. She doesn't have restraints holding her back. And this is more emotional restraints versus physical. So she had a lot of burden while she was alive.
Because of what?
Emotions.
From her father, her parents. I mean, not her father, but her husband, Jose, or her own, huh?
her husband.
Yeah, I figured. Did they love us?
Very much, but not the way that you would think is deserving. Their love was structured, if that makes sense.
Okay.
In the way that you would title love as, but she's saying, yes, she did. So did your father. Your father had mental illness that he suffered from. Mm. He wasn't aware of it. It was something that he was in denial of. And there wasn't the type of help available that would have helped him that he would have gone to receive.
Oh,
he
no.
was very much in denial of it.
Yeah.
But being aware now and taking full credit over the illness that he suffered from.
Okay, that's awesome. All right, we'll go on. 920 area code. Hi there, how you doing? 920.
Hello, this is Jenna from Wisconsin.
Jenna? Oh my God, you're cold up there, babe.
Yeah, it's actually been pretty mild up here lately.
Good.
I'm calling. I've been following you guys for over 10 years now, so I appreciate everything you guys do, and I trust you guys.
Thank you.
And I'm calling because I need some guidance. I've been struggling with my anxiety and depression for the last few months. I switched medications, and then I had COVID for the first time. It was horrible, and then I just had influenza A a couple weeks ago, and then I lost my sweet kitty, Smokey, on Friday, which
I'm
has
so
been
sorry.
Very, very hard. Thank you.
Oh,
and I've been waking up with anxiety every day, and it's hard for me to eat. I've been losing a lot of weight. So I just need some guidance from people I trust, and I trust you guys 100%.
Well, that's awesome. Eric, what can we say?
So her immune system is inflamed completely. I'm looking at inflammation being a major source of the depression. I'm looking at inflammation in the brain and also inflammation through her body. You do need to address this with your medical doctor, with the medical profession, because there's a lot of inflammation. Immune system is coming up very, very strong. So really go in and take a look at your immune system. COVID has done a number on you. It's literally started a fire within your body. And so work on
that happens
for your stomach. Mm. Probiotics and building up your immune system with vitamin D, vitamin A, vitamin B, vitamin C. Vitamin C is huge for you, but you really got to build that immune system back up because it's just been completely brought down. But he is definitely mentioning that you do also need to keep working with a medical professional because the inflammation is very severe. Again, I'm looking in your brain at inflammation and through the body.
Well, do you think she would benefit by the scalar service, the full body microbiome optimization, which takes care of the brain microbiome, the skin, the respiratory, the gut, which is the main one, which is the biggest immune organ in your body. That's where most of the neurotransmitters are created and used. So would she benefit by that? Because I see a lot of people who say they are happier after they get the full body microbiome optimization for some reason. Would that help her?
She would benefit from it, yes.
Greatly? However, greatly enough to make her happy or not?
Not instantly, no. It would help her. It would be a catalyst into improving her health, but there's more that she needs to do that's medically related and building that immune system back up.
Okay. Well, I can always throw in the immune system optimization for you if you want me to. I can without extra. Anyway, we'll see. Listen.
How do you go about that with your doctor and saying, oh, I have inflammation buildup, like test results or?
Well, there's lots of tests for inflammation, the CRP, the Westergren SED rate. There's all sorts of, but also low-dose naltrexone is something that will decrease inflammation because it triples, and we have this as part of our main service, triples endorphin release. Because once the naltrexone, because it's such a low dose, disappears from the bloodstream, the body says, oh my God, it releases endorphins. And endorphins It's what blocks, I'm getting so many texts, blocks inflammation. I mean, you know, people who are LDN experts say everyone needs to be on low-dose naltrexone because almost every disease is related to inflammation, even autism, cancer, heart disease, depression. And so you can look into that too, but you can talk to your doctor about it.
Yeah, I can bring it up to my doctor about the inflammation.
Okay.
Thank you guys so much. And can you just let me know if Smokey's okay?
Say that. Oh, Smokey. Is Smokey okay? Message from Kitty Smokey, please. Please.
Smokey's got lots of treats. Smokey's still with you. Was there something going on with the heart or with the lungs on Smokey?
He had lymphoma and cancer all over.
Oh.
And yeah, he had respiratory at the end. I don't know if he got my influenza A, but got from me or something. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, he's just validating his condition, just so we know that it's him. But he's doing well. He's with you. And some of the messages that were coming through for you, also anything that you can do to help reduce any stress for yourself. There's just a lot of stress that's held in your body.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Connected with the inflammation. So anything that you can do to release stress, just kind things that you can do for yourself, like resting, a hot bath, anything that you can do to allow yourself to de-stress while you're going through the process of repairing your body.
Yeah.
Because this is a rebalancing for you. And going through this, you will come out better on the other side.
Good.
There's much more for you in store.
Good. And Eric, please help her as much as you can. Please.
I appreciate it. Thank you, Raylene. Thank you, Elisa and Eric.
Of course, sweetheart. So I want to know what happened to my eldest sister's cat, Bootsy. Long time ago, disappeared in the Topanga Canyons. And I don't know if she was taken by a predator or taken by another person. She's probably not alive now because it was so long ago, but.
It was not another person. She took off on her own. I'm looking at a fall, a drop.
Okay.
Accident.
Okay.
You know how some cats, they know when they're going to transition and they'll go and stay away from their owners? That's not what it was for her. Hers was accidental. It wasn't a part of her contract. She has obviously transitioned. She is very much safe around your sister all the time. But she's showing me like a drop, a fall.
Okay. So not eaten by a mountain lion or anything. Well, maybe afterwards. Could be. But that was okay. All right, but she's okay. Any message for my sister or her daughter?
She just says that she's around. She's there.
Okay.
She's with them.
All right. All right, I guess we will close here, guys. Thank you so much for allowing me to take a break and go to Norway, guys. I'm so sorry that was gone so long, but I loved it. Anyway, thank you, guys. Y'all be sure that you look for on the YouTube, the splash screen with all the information for Raylene and Michelle, and it will be in the description box as well. I love you, and we will be back next week. And, yep, love you. Hit the notification bell, subscribe, and have a wonderful Valentine's Day. And remember, you guys are worthy of unconditional love. Absolutely. Because guess what? You are love. You are the energy of love. Never forget that. Love you all. Love you, Eric. Love you, Raylene. Love you, Michelle.
Love you, guys.
Love you.
Love you, guys. Bye.